Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFOs photobomb solar eclipse. That's correct, UFOs photobomb solar eclipse. And we did have an amazing sighting down in Arlington, Texas. But before I get to that, I want to take a look at this photo that's been released by NASA and talk about why it's important. The article is from Newsweek.com. It says, NASA solves moon crossing object mystery. April 9th, 2024. They love to do this. They love to set you up with these really interesting pictures and then debunk them. And it seems like that's what's happening here. It looks like possibly this thing was actually a probe. From the pictures, it looks like a flying saucer straight up. But what this does is it gives NASA the chance to set up a situation almost like a canned narrative where they can come out and they can say, well, look at here, people thought this was a UFO, but it turns out it was just a Korean space probe, and we're so good we were able to photograph this thing 16 times. Sorry, it looks like a UFO, but that's not what it is. And then that creates a model for people who are interested in this subject, who see pictures of these UFOs, and their first thought then is, well, NASA said this was just a space probe. So you see what they're doing? They're poisoning the minds of people. They're really poisoning the porridge, as they say. Put a little something in there to make the whole pot taste bad. And so right now, in the middle of this whole, you know, excitement about the solar eclipse and possible UFO sightings and recordings, UFO says, well, look at this one over here. Look what we saw. And it turns out that it's not a UFO. So, and they just leave it hanging. So that just plants this seed in people's mind that every UFO they see must be some sort of space probe that they've just misidentified. That's how I'm looking at this thing. Now it says NASA has released a series of images capturing what it says was a Korean spacecraft flying over the surface of the moon at thousands of kilometers per hour. Interest in cosmological flight has piqued the interest of American politicians and the public over the past year, with new committees and groups trying to reveal what the U.S. knows about flying objects that have been caught on camera. With interest built up around Monday's solar eclipse, the space agency has revealed that it managed to capture the moment that two spacecraft flew around the moon's surface at the same time. Now catch this. From March 5th to 6th. So they took these pictures a month ago. Now they could have released them right then, but they waited for 6 weeks until the solar eclipse happened, and they knew that there would be more general discussion online and wherever about UFOs and aliens and ETs and all this. So they wait till right at the critical moment when the balloon's been expanded to try to pop it. That's what I find so insidious about these people. From March 5th to 6th, NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, LRO, which has been circling the moon for 15 years, managed to capture images of the Korea Space Research Institute's Denari Lunar Orbiter traveling in a nearly parallel orbit. It's been circling for 15 years. I mean, how many of these pictures have we actually seen even? The images of a series of black and white photos showed what looked like a smeared line across the moon's surface. Now, it does not look like a smeared line to me at all. It looks like a very flat flying saucer with maybe like a little appendage off to the side of it. Who knows? But granted, it's high-speed photograph, obviously distorted. The images, a series of black and white photos, showed what looked like a smeared line crossing over the moon's surface. The LRO managed to capture the moment at a variety of distances 5 miles below the LRO's orbit, between 5 to 2.5 miles. The LRO's orbit above the moon is around 31 miles or 50 kilometers, according to NASA. So here they are flying around the moon at super high speed, thousands of miles an hour, I suppose, taking pictures of this stuff, but yet they can't take a picture good enough to share with us. The LRO was launched in 2009 by NASA Goddard Space Flight Center to investigate the surface of the Earth's nearest neighbor and answer fundamental questions about its origin and evolution, along with our planet's own. These photos were captured by the LRO operations team at Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Its narrow-angle camera, known as LROC, caught the moment during three orbits where it was close enough to record the Denari orbiter. Even with a short exposure, the image showed the Korean aircraft as a smeared blur. Well, I guess you would expect that at the speeds that it's traveling, but here's another picture of it. It does look to me just like some kind of a really flattened, very thin silver flying saucer type object. I guess that's the picture that it produces. It says the LROC team said the two crashed relative velocity was around a stunning 3.2 kilometers per second. So that's 2 miles a second. That's got to be like 7,200 mile per hour. It says in a post on X, formerly Twitter, Paul Byrne, an associate professor of Earth, Environmental and Planetary Science at St. Louis's Washington University, said, "To be clear, the Denari orbiter is not a weirdly thin load of pixels. It's a fairly normal looking orbiter, but the terrific speeds involved mean that it's smeared on the LOR's camera detective." Byrne included a selection of the unsmeared images by NASA's LRO team in an online thread. The LRR was caught on film last spring by a Korean orbiter. It snapped the NASA spacecraft flying above it at about 11 miles away at April 7th, 2023. ShadowCam, a NASA-funded instrument hosted on Denari Lunar Probe, took the picture and was able to create a high-resolution simulation of the orbiter's path based on a similarly blurry image. Yeah, I'm not about these simulations. I mean, NASA can just make up anything. They're known for not really being that truthful all the time about the pictures that they release. But anyway, there you have it. You have this image supposedly taken of this orbiter back in 1st of March. And NASA, oh yeah, we got the pictures, ho-hum, ho-hum. And then when something big like the eclipse happens and people down in Texas say have reported this UFO, we could see it, then all of a sudden NASA wants to release this. And what do? They fill up the search engines, they just take a big rain on everybody's parade, and they slow down the momentum of people arriving at this self-disclosure. It's just, like I said, to me it's just another way to create this generic parallel narrative that they can just insert anytime the web traffic gets heavy concerning the UFO phenomena. And of course, it's going to get heavy during the solar eclipse. Now, getting back to a UFO that people did actually see, this is from the dailymail.uk. It says, UFO spotted shooting through clouds over Texas during the solar eclipse. Do you know what it is? And it does look like a flying saucer to me. I don't know. You can take a look at it. Look at some of the videos. I'll post the links online. It says, written by Stacy Libitor for DailyMail.com, dated April 9th, okay, the same date that this NASA article is released. The solar eclipse may have been overshadowed in Texas by a UFO soaring through the skies of Arlington. Footage captured a darkened sky as the moon traveled in front of the sun, but also featured the shadow of a long, narrow object shooting through the clouds. The video has made waves on social media, with some proclaiming it as a close encounter of the third kind, or even a dragon. However, many other users came forward with what could be a more reasonable explanation. It was a shadow of a high-altitude plane. Now, that is just about the silly, most stupid thing I've read all day, especially when you look at these pictures. It goes on down here. It says, Texas was deemed the hot spot on the solar eclipse path of totality that started in the Lone Star State and extended to Maine. Hundreds of thousands of people flocked to Texas because the eclipse was predicted to be visible for 3 minutes and 51 seconds. And many of these visitors have shared pictures and footage of the celestial event, with one capturing something that some claimed was out of this world. The footage shows glowing clouds hanging in a darkened sky when the object appeared to be swimming by. What is that? Several people can be heard saying. Then aliens could be heard loudly. Something is flying loudly through the air, another spectator heard. Now, I put a link to a TikTok video because, you know, I went to YouTube and I found one video over this, and somebody had idiotically played loud, blurring music over the video so you couldn't hear the people talking. So, and I could only find one video on it on YouTube. Now, maybe more will show up later. But it seems like, you know, with all the talk of censorship, it almost seems like the UFO videos are found more easily on TikTok, a Chinese company, than they are on Google, I guess a world company. It goes on here, it says, the footage shows glowing clouds hanging in a darkened sky when the object appeared to be swimming by. You can see a picture of this thing, flying saucer, that's what I'm seeing. And it says, what is that? Several people can be heard saying, then aliens can be heard loudly. Something is flying through the air, another spectator can be heard saying. And another picture over here, it looks like a flying saucer with one of these kind of domes on top. But solar eclipse spectators spotted another plane flying across the event in McKinney, which is about 50 miles from Arlington. Notice how they just dropped this little package of dog poo in the soup pot. But other observers seen an airplane 50 miles away. Like that has anything to do with anything. It goes on, it says, the surrounding crowd appeared baffled by what they had witnessed, and so did many social media users. The object appeared to fly back and forth in the area of the sky where the sun and moon had met. Yeah, UFO, plane. UFO, plane. Wow. Comments on a video shared on X suspected the object was a helicopter due to how fast it appeared. And that's, you know, it frightens me that I have to share the road with people that are so dumb they can't tell the difference between an airplane, a helicopter, and a UFO, a flying saucer. Wow. But an Arizona man who claimed to live near Luke Air Force Base said, helicopters don't move that fast. Yes, somebody came forward with some common sense. Others suggested the shadow was from a plane. Yeah, because planes throw their shadows off into clouds like that all the time, especially shadows shaped like flying saucers with domes on top. I thought aircraft shadow when I saw it. Not that it couldn't be a UFO shadow, but probably not anything that fun, another user shared. They continued to explain that the shadow disappears when the plane moves into the part of the sky without clouds, and that the shadow appeared similar to the size of the craft. I'm not seeing that at all. I don't know what video these people watched. I don't know what they saw, but it's as if they have this stuff in their face and they can't admit that it's real. They'll just make up lies out of whole cloth, and then we're supposed to believe it. We've got another article I'll take a look at real quick. That one there, while it did have some decent pictures and video, man, I have to tell you, the writing on that was absolutely awful. This one here is from the dailycaller.com. It's got a picture of this craft here. This is not an airplane shadow, I hate to tell you. Well, it has its own shadow, it looks like to me, and it's one photo. It's just fantastic stuff here. And what they're calling an airplane flying over, it looks to me like it might even be two UFOs from this picture. Hard to say. This is by Kay Smith, April 10th, 2024. Footage shared across social media during Monday's solar eclipse appeared to show a UFO hurtling through the clouds over Arlington, Texas. The video shared widely online since Monday shows a bizarre object moving through the clouds like nothing we've ever seen before, unless you've seen an airplane before, in which case this video probably won't blow your mind. So you go right off the bat, they're going to call it an airplane. I don't see a similarity between an airplane and a flying saucer, but even though the entire thing was filmed in the direct flight path of Dallas Fort Worth Airport, according to a community note on Twitter, everyone still thinks the strange, highly shaped plane shadow is a UFO. So you see this person here, they just go into this article with this really horrible debunking attitude. They start just stretching the truth, okay? Obviously, they haven't asked a single person who was there who saw this thing what really was going on. But this is what we have. This is what we have today for mainline media. I mean, I'm looking at a picture. You have the picture, what clearly looks to me like a flying saucer, UFO. It's moving around like a UFO. You watch the video. And then you have the media come out, some more ridiculous than others, telling us that what we saw was an airplane, when everybody on the ground knew that this was not an airplane. So I'll put the links up at the Ko-Fi and the local site. You can decide for yourself. What I really wanted to show you in this podcast was, even when you get these really great clear sightings and people record them, and people on the ground can be heard saying, wow, what's that? Look at that UFO. Then you have the media come out, the whole phalanx of the mainline media comes out, and they begin to spew nonsense. And at the same time, places like NASA and other government organizations begin to spew these parallel narratives, just dropping them out there. It's an information war that we're in, and you can see a little bit of truth comes out. It makes not even our mainline YouTube channel, but it has to be posted on TikTok. You know, a company, I suppose, dominated by the Communist Chinese, they have to be the ones to release this, while our own government is dropping parallel narratives to debunk these kinds of sightings, and the Mockingbird media is just churning out article after article after article telling us that we didn't see a flying saucer, we saw a helicopter or an airplane. I have to tell you, the nonsense is endless, but we're going to get through it. We're going to keep releasing these videos. We're going to keep talking about it, and we're going to keep giving ourselves disclosure. We don't need them to do it. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.